members of the public can text a number if they see cars parked illegally in disabled bays that aren't displaying the disabled sign. And it's been working very well. There's also an on-the-spot fine if the warden then attends there. It has worked very well, apparently, in stamping out illegal parking on disabled bays in the town. And I'm asking for a similar system to be established in Letterkenny. As members, we've been getting a lot of complaints recently and a lot of photographic evidence as well of people using disabled bays where they shouldn't be, etc. And I think it would be a good way of enforcing the bylaws and getting people to adhere to them so that this is not abused. I mean, disabled parking spaces are there for a reason, and they're meant for disabled drivers. And you know, there's a lot of people who need them, and they should be accessible for them when they need them.
So in terms of this plan going forward, is it going to happen?
I don't know, Catherine. The motion was agreed. The motion was proposed by myself, was seconded by Councillor Michael McBride, and it was agreed by all the members. But I'm not sure if there's any willingness with the council to actually progress it or not. But the motion is there now. It's been accepted. So we'll wait and see what happens next. But I would like at least that the council would go and talk to the people in Goree and see how it worked there and give feedback on it and look at implemented. I think we have the people in the council, and we have the ability within the IT department of the council to get it up and running. And I would love to see it introduced on a trial basis. But I'm not actually sure if it will happen or not. That now, at the end of the day, is up to the council. The ball is back in their court now.